From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. At a memorial service in France today,
Guillaume Barrault de Scherff, 43 ans.
Alva Berglund, 23 ans.
The names of the 130 people killed in the Paris attacks 2 weeks ago were read aloud. President François Hollande, speaking through an interpreter, remembered the victims.
They were life itself. That's why they were killed. It's because they were France that they were shot down. It's because they embodied liberty that they were massacred.
Hollande also vowed to do everything he could to destroy what he calls the army of fanatics responsible for the attacks. In Germany, police have made arrests linked to terror and arms dealing in the capital, Berlin, and the southern city of Stuttgart. Esme Nicholson reports the two arrests, though, are not thought to be connected.
Stuttgart police confirmed Friday they have arrested a 34-year-old man on suspicion of trading arms. He is currently being questioned in custody. German tabloid Bild reports that the man is suspected of selling four assault rifles to the militants who carried out the attacks on Paris 2 weeks ago, but police have declined to comment. Meanwhile, police in Berlin arrested three men Thursday night after an object presumed to be hazardous was found in a car. A spokesperson for Berlin state prosecutors told NPR that the men were suspected of planning an attack on the western city of Dortmund, but because no weapons were found, they have since been released. He said police are currently examining data seized from the suspects' homes. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
In Bangladesh, one person was killed, three others injured in an attack on a Shiite mosque. An affiliate group of Islamic State is claiming responsibility on Twitter. At least five gunmen fired on worshippers during evening prayers. Stock markets in China suffered the biggest decline since the crash of this summer. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that this follows reports that security regulators are investigating two of the country's top brokerages for unspecified violations.
Both the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges lost more than 5%, their biggest one-day percentage loss since August. Thursday night, CITIC Securities and Guosen Securities announced that they were under investigation. CITIC's general manager was detained in September and Guosen's president committed suicide last month. Both men reportedly had ties to an assistant chairman of the regulatory commission who was himself detained. Analysts see the crackdown on the security sector as both a way to clean up illegal margin trading and a way to assign blame for this summer's market crash. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
European markets are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The FTSE in London is down a fraction. The CAC 40 in Paris up about 0.1%. And with less than half an hour to go to the opening bell, U.S. futures contracts also in mixed territory. This is NPR News. A deal is said to be close at hand between Greece and its creditors. The country already got approval this week for a 2 billion euro loan and is negotiating conditions to get the next 1 billion euro loan. A spokeswoman for the European Commission says both sides have agreed broadly to a second set of milestones. Mina Andreeva also says when those details are ironed out, the extra money will become available. A horse-drawn wagon pulls up to the White House today carrying a 19-foot-tall Christmas tree from Pennsylvania. NPR Scott Horsley reports the tree will decorate the White House Blue Room throughout the holiday season.
The Fraser fir was grown on Bustard's Christmas tree farm in Carbon County, Pennsylvania. Jay Bustard says it's more than twice as tall as the typical tree they sell, with a shape that caught the attention of the White House usher and head groundskeeper.
It's nice on all four sides because it sits in the middle of the blue room, so they want a tree that's nice and symmetrical. Still has some open spaces that you can hang ornaments. So it's a pretty nice tree.
The Bustard family's been growing trees in Pennsylvania for more than half a century, but this is the first year they entered a national contest to supply the White House tree. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And the holiday shopping period has begun. Today is considered Black Friday, when retailers hope to make money on holiday shoppers. Several stores opened yesterday afternoon, including Walmart and Toys R Us. And the National Retail Federation says it's expecting around nearly 100 million people to shop today. But for the first time, the Federation say more shoppers are expected to buy things online. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.